This is Noise and the Megosity. Thank you for listening.
By George Gershwin, America's leading modern composer, who brings us an intimate review of present-day music. This program, sponsored by the makers of Phenamint, the delicious chewing gum laxative, will be heard twice weekly, Monday and Friday at the same time. Under Mr. Gershwin's guidance, we shall hear his own melodies and those of other leading composers, and go behind the scenes in the fascinating world of music and the theater. As to Mr. Gershwin himself, we need hardly add that he is famous as a pianist, composer, and the man of the theater. Writer of the famous Rhapsody in Blue, of The I Sing, and countless individual melodies and pieces, together with no less than 37 musical comedy scores, Mr. Gershwin occupies a commanding position in several creative fields. It is now the great privilege of Phenamint to introduce this vital, interesting personality, Mr. George Gershwin.
Good evening. Thank you. Ours is a high calling. Those people sitting here this evening, for the most part, I'm speaking to those who are not simply curious about meditation. Those people seeking to see and know the truth that will free them. Theirs is a high calling and a hard calling. As I mentioned occasionally, our calling is to be karma yogis. What that means is we don't leave the world. We remain in the world and involve ourselves in all that the world is doing, but we are no longer attached to any of it. Or at least we are practicing non-attachment to any of it. Our motivation then is different than the worldly. Our motivation is divine or mystical peace. Our motivation is always mystical peace. That is, using the word mystical as a reference to that which cannot be defined logically from the accepted intellectual perspective. In other words, why would peace come to this conflict? That's what the intellect will be saying when it sees miraculous peace. It will say, how does that come about? It will not understand it. So we are seeking a whole new way of being alive. And of course, it means surrendering to the action.
And they will do everything possible to support you on the path. Chew 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 on the path. By doing so, they help us to help others. They help us to fulfill God's will. Because of the law of free will, we must ask the angels to help us. They are only allowed to intervene in our lives when we ask, with the exception of life-endangering situations before our time. You can ask the angels to help you simply by thinking the thought, please help me, or by writing your request on paper, or by visualizing them helping you,
or by saying it aloud. It's not unspiritual in any way to ask for and then to receive help. Sometimes spiritually minded people are only accustomed to giving and to helping others, and they are reluctant to ask for and to receive help for themselves. Sometimes we believe that we don't deserve to receive. Yet manifesting isn't about getting at all. It's about giving. Let me explain. Let's suppose that you know you are a healer, or you suspect that healing is your life's purpose. You will require support in several ways to fulfill this function. Perhaps you'll need education or training, and some place to conduct your healing sessions.
Thank you. Thank you. that was almost 6 o'clock. Traffic, really not traffic, just changing directions. Traffic at 1:00 with an H at the end and on the
Noise and the Megacity.